Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome to the amazing Social with Rocky House. You are all going to be having a great time with me today. The replays are on, so I'm excited you guys are here, and I'm so thrilled, so thrilled to share with you some stuff today. And I'm running an SEO series. I think this is going to be the first time I'm doing an SEO series because the replays are going to be off. As soon as we, you know, leave the room so that I can have this for the people who are going to apply this strategy later on. So if you're listening, cool. If you want to take more action, click the link up top or click the link in the description, because I know you'll be listening to this not just only on Clubhouse. This is for future referencing. And I even sent out an email to my community today about old SEO versus new SEO. So I'm going to actually put that link in here so that we can really see it. Because today I really want to give you some actionable steps. And I wrote this article, but I first of all, before even writing the article, came on Clubhouse, did some, you know, audio pieces and, you know, put it together. And from there, it just turned into a whole different thing. So I'm going to change the link up top. And then I'm also going to put the link to connect with me in the, you know, the chat at the very top. Since you can scroll all the way to the top in case you want to get that. So yeah, understanding organic content marketing. This is going to be exciting, and I'm going to be doing this for about an hour with y'all today. So I appreciate you, Rocky. Thanks again for, you know, giving us this space and opportunity to be in this amazing place. Right now, Social with Rocky is, you know, 14.1K. We're growing.
What? Crazy. Yeah. What are they talking about? Clubhouse is dead. Get out of here.
Get out. We are doing amazingly well here. And this is one of those places. That's why when you think about it, when you're in a nice house, a nice space, you don't have to worry about, you know, we're cool. You don't need... Rocky's on fire.
Okay, I'm done. That was the last one.
I was about to do the fire emoji, but I'll wait. That's a good one. Thank you so much. And yes, I'm loving how SEO is becoming more and more exciting, more friendly, more easygoing. I don't like making y'all feel like this thing is hard. So I feel like now SEO sounds much easier. It's not like, oh, what is that? Now it's more friendly. So this is definitely, you know, the time and the space to be in. I was actually running a room earlier this morning in my All Things SEO house, because I haven't run a room since I think probably August, or not even August, probably June. And I was speaking about a new platform, because Google has released this, you know, update about helpful content, which is exciting, because it's going to also tackle AI too when it comes to content creation and content marketing. And on top of that, I talked about AMP, which is pretty much, I was saying, like, if you know, podcast and Clubhouse had a baby, it would be AMP. So it's like live audio. It's like you can even listen to people like Nicki Minaj's podcast, you know, queuing up her own music. You have your own playlist. It's like Clubhouse in a way, but a little bit different. And I'm thinking about going in there. I started not too long ago, and I'm planning on using it as an extension, you know, because the podcast too, you know, have different episodes, but I've always wanted to do behind the scenes of the podcast episode. I did that with music. You know, if you listen to my music, if you go back to my catalog, when I dropped an album, Colorful Sounds 2 in 2019, when I did that, I went to my podcast and literally did a behind the lyrics, you know, podcast segment series for the album, you know, the LP. So I've always wanted to do it for the podcast, but I was like, how can I do it differently? And I realized, instead of me talking about the podcast or like letting them know what podcast to listen to, I can go behind the scenes and talk about it on AMP and promote the episodes that would help people, you know, within those segments. I'm like, hey, if you want to learn more about this, go to episode 255, for example, and they can find it. So why I'm saying this is because it boils down to the topic for today, which is understanding, you know, organic marketing. And when you think about organic content marketing, you have to think about, where are you letting your content grow? That's why I use the plant emoji, because when you let your content grow and you let people know who you are, it gets much more exciting because you're having an easier connection with people and it changes everything. So I'm going to be on AMP. People are moving to, you know, Fanbase and AMP. I'm on both, but I feel like AMP is, and AMP is paying creators too. And that's what also caught my attention. And they're running ads. So it's kind of like Clubhouse on steroids, but it's audio based. It's not like Fanbase where it's everything in one, you know, but that's focused on audio. You can literally have a room. Like this morning, I think Nick Cannon was doing a live broadcast. So you get a notification like, hey, this person is starting their broadcast. It's so in tune with everything radio, because I've also, just to let y'all know, because this is a series, so it's not just going to be SEO. I want you also to know more about me a little bit. So for me, I also have an entertainment business background, and I've also had the privilege of working in a radio station, and I've done it in different verticals. I've been interviewed. I remember February 26, 2012. That was the first time I was on a radio show. It was called Homeboys Radio, and I was promoting a song I did with my team. We were like a group, like a live group, and, you know, doing music and everything. And I created that. It was kind of like that Young Money days, you know, back in the day. So we did something and we got attention, and we were able to, you know, get on the show, and I got to connect with the radio presenter. Her name is Monique. And that's how we started, you know, built out everything, started going on different shows. And then I was starting to see radio, because in my head, I was like, I want to have an internet radio station one day. That was my thought right from freshman year. I was like, one day I'm going to have an internet radio. I wasn't even calling it a podcast, internet radio, because I was so into radio. I'm into sound. You know, I'm a drummer, self-taught drummer. I'm also, you know, a writer. If you guys watch my latest Instagram video, that was me yesterday. I was playing the drums at an event yesterday. So we're just jamming. It was unplanned. I was like, yo, record this. And then I have a whole 3-minute video. And Rocky, I may come to you to know how I can dice it up, because I want to use the other 2 minutes of that 3-minute clip, you know, maybe in a carousel format and try a different style. But the first one is in reels. So putting it out there, you know, I'm in that radio space, and I got the chance to also serve, you know, the country in Nigeria as well. And I worked at a radio station, you know, where I was able to connect with, you know, people like Kerry Hilson. I got to see her. I got to see her dad as well. I got to see, I never got to meet Jidenna, but he was there. But that weekend I was off work, so I wasn't able to be at the station. But point is, I've been inside the radio space long enough, for decades now, over a decade, I can say, just to know what goes on. And AMP is perfect. It's kind of like a mixture. And Clubhouse is why I also joined, because I have a podcast. So why I'm letting you guys understand this, you don't have to own everything. I don't own everything either. But what you can definitely own is your property, your intellectual property. And that is organically by creating content that you can be seen on a podcast. You can be seen on a radio station. You can be listened to anywhere. People can listen to you in a room and they know your voice and they click and they're like, yeah, I've heard this so many times. You'll know. If I play a sound right now and not tell you who the person is and you hear the person's voice, you can easily tell who that person is based on the interactions you've had in the past. So when you start doing that as a business, especially for podcasting, this is why I'm big on podcasting today organically, is with a podcast, you can turn a podcast into a blog. So you don't have to write. If you have a podcast, people can listen to you easily, right? And according to iHeart, there are more in the US, there are more podcast listeners in the US compared to Netflix subscribers. That is something that blew my mind, because you can only imagine the number of homes that share passwords or friends that share passwords with Netflix to the point where they had to create a policy about that. So that tells you how many people watch Netflix, right? Including myself. But think about the fact that more people listen to podcasts. And why? Because they're listening to podcasts while they're on the move. You're not watching Netflix while driving, you know, that's risky. But you can listen to a podcast while driving. If it's a video podcast or a vodcast, you can still save it and watch it later, but you can still listen to it while you drive. Unless you want to watch a movie on audio, that's different, right? But when you are creating content and you are the person that is in charge of that controlled quality, you want your organic content to have a word cloud, right? If you've never heard of a word cloud before, and this is your first time listening to it, pay attention to this part here. A word cloud, right, is the consistency of repeating the same words within sentences that match your audience and match your targeting objective. In other words, the more I say the same words, the more you get to understand what problem I'm solving, right? So if I keep bringing the same things up, SEO, 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 yes, you may know me to do SEO, but I do a lot of other things too, right? But because I've positioned myself to speak SEO and still go around it without being off topic or off context is where that experience comes in. Because you can listen to SEO from anyone. I can tell you so many people you can listen to, you can work with, you can talk to, right? I know those people. And it's good to have those networks, because if you don't know what's going on in your industry, then you're on an island. So I'm always in search mode. I'm always connecting with people. I've featured people on my podcast to talk about SEO too, other experts. Like I know Jason Bernard as well. I've featured him too. Really amazing guy, you know. And that day we both wore red, coincidentally, because red is his favorite color. He's like, look at that, you're wearing red too. I was like, I didn't plan it, but we both wore red. So it kind of even made the podcast even better. You could tell the energy in the room was really good. So for me, I like to keep a good energy in a room at any time. That's just me, because that's the energy I give, right? So when you're in a space and you're letting people know about your business organically, whether it's through doing a video, whether it is through posting something that is related to you, that has your name on it, that has your voice in it, you want to make sure that as that content is being consumed, the person is understanding what you're saying and the message is clear, so that when they take action, you know that you actually said it and you can see the reaction from there. You don't want a response, you want a reaction, right? And I'm glad Dr. Ali says you went on AMP and it's the first time you launched. Yes, it's pretty cool. I'd love to know your thoughts on that if you're available. Rocky, have you heard of AMP before?
I've heard of it. And you said it's a podcasting tool?
It's like Clubhouse.
I was going to say, I don't think it's just podcasting. I've heard a ton of different things about it.
Yeah, it's way more. Like, it's music heavy. You can literally create your own playlist. And it's owned by Amazon, too. So imagine if you have a podcast, you sell products, you have, you know, you can monetize it. They're even paying creators, too. So it's way more than a podcast, but they do it in a live format that allows you to actually interact with the audience, because you can actually have a playlist. You have a chat and then you have the live. So when you have a show, it splits it up into three. Just like here in Clubhouse, we have, you know, the room chat on the side, and then we have the live interaction here. So on there, you can bring somebody up, but it's not like everybody's on stage, but you know people are listening. It's kind of like live audio or live radio, but syndicated by you, the creator. It's so different. It's AMP. It's a yellow and black logo. And you can try it out and see, because I'm going to be doing a lot of simulcast from there. And Travis Michelle jumped in too. She just joined AMP as well. We're talking about it this morning. So yeah, welcome Travis Michelle. So yeah, oh, Rocky. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm so sorry. I popped in and I was trying to go on mic really quick because it just doesn't, you know, I can't come in silently. Hi everyone.
Hey. So yeah, I was just telling them about AMP and how important it is, because I was, you know, bringing this back into the podcast fold where you can build out your audience. Like, that's why I say that there's power in the tongue, that, and it's there for a reason, right? And if you can speak life into your business and speak life into your content, speak life into your everything, right? It will work for you. If you say, oh, today's going to be terrible, it definitely will be. And you may not like it, but you said it, you planned it. That's what you told yourself. But if you say it's going to be an amazing day, it's the best day I've ever had, and I'm going to do this, whatever happens, I'm still going to go keep going. That's your mentality. That's what you're going with. So you've already programmed your mind to position itself to get in a reaction mode when things happen based on what you said in response to what you received. So if you are saying things online and you're connecting with people and you're helping them understand how to build relationships, because this organic content marketing is simply relationships. Like, I should have called it SEO series Understanding Relationships, because that is exactly what organic content marketing is. Your marketing, your product, your service, your business, your life, your style, your sound, your signature, and you're providing that by using different content media formats to explain that organically on social media where you don't pay to play. And then when you start paying for things, that's when it changes. And that's what I'll be talking about in tomorrow's room, you know, understanding paid content marketing. So today's organic, you know. If you have a website and you're putting out your website for people to see, to find you, to connect with you, your first process, your first thought of action should be, how are they going to receive this? And how am I going to receive the feedback that they received it? Those are the two major questions you need to ask organically. Just like when you plant a seed, right? You're receiving feedback when you get a little plant. It's like, okay, I need to water a little bit more. I need to maybe add some more this, some more that. You know, you're adding more to that plate, to that place. So when you are doing that and you're noticing that the tree is growing, it's getting some branches, it's, you know, getting some fruits, it's not going to take overnight or last week, or I planted a tree last week, then y'all come to my crib, you know, next week so we can eat the fruits. No, it doesn't work like that. You're probably going to invite them 10, 20, 30 years later, or maybe have some type of reunion or have something that's going to celebrate the longevity, right? That's what SEO is. That's what SEO is, because we think that SEO is just going to jump at us and we're just going to do it today and then tomorrow we're millionaires. It doesn't work like that. People who have taken time to understand this platform, it takes a long time. But think about it. The seed that you're planting on the internet is the content you produce today. So if you place it on good soil, and that good soil is your website, and your website has been SEO treated for success, for longevity, for access, it will change everything. I'm going to say this once. Check out localiq.com. And you can go to the website grader, and it's going to grade your website based on your performance. It's going to base it on everything that's going to give you an idea of where you need to be. And you can also check competitor scores too. I check mine, and I have literally 100% on two, because there are four quadrants, and I have 100% on two. I have 83% on one, which is advanced. And then I have 0% on the last one, which is digital advertising. And that's because I don't run ads for the business. It just happens organically. I don't think I can tell you that we've run an ad and we secured this and we got no. It's pure organic content marketing. So people think, oh, it's hard. It is hard. It's very hard, but it's also very rewarding and very sustainable. Because you didn't force someone's hand, you didn't force someone's eyes, you didn't force someone's, you know, ways. You can do ads. Don't think I don't run ads. I run ads for clients, right? And I know how to run ads, and I've run ads before, right? But running ads as a business to get business, that's a different business model. So we do it organically, but we also do it in a way that also attracts people and lets them also see it for themselves, because it's more global. That's why the podcast is there. And the podcast is a perfect example. If you don't own a podcast, be a guest. Go to different platforms. You can go to Matchmaker FM. You can go to Podmatch. Literally sign up and say, hey, I want to be a guest on your show. I see that you talk about this. We'd love to connect with you. If they say yes, you get on their calendar, you show up and you show out. By the time they're posting it, make sure that your website, your deck, your keynote, your presentation, your slides, whatever it is that you're giving them, your links are accessible. Maybe put it up in a Google Doc or, you know, a PDF and let them know, hey, just copy and paste this information. Because if you start telling them hyperlink, anchor text, they'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I just want to hit publish. So just send them exactly how you want to format your deck so that when they copy and paste it to their show notes, as soon as someone watches or listens to your podcast, that link in there is linking back to your website. Now, the reason why I'm emphasizing on podcasting a lot today is because when you start to get the algorithm to be, no pun, in favor of your link, is because you want to let more people find you because you're living within other domains. Just like you see someone's website and say, oh, I've seen on Forbes and seen on TEDx, seen on Bloomberg, seen on CBS. You actually start to have a different perspective of that person before even getting to know them, whether that thing is true or not, because you have seen other domains on that person's domain showing that, hey, I share some property links here with these people. That's what I'm really saying. I have some digital real estate on Forbes. I have some digital real estate on Voyage ATL. I have some digital real estate on this magazine or that magazine on Oprah or whatever it is. Because once you go on TV, they'll document it within text, because TV is just, you know, you can see it good. But if it's now, you know, simulcast it into YouTube and then it turns into a blog, and that blog can actually have a podcast element where you can take the actual audio piece or the video itself and now post it to your email list, you've literally created a snowball. You know how a snowball grows? Like the larger the snowball, the harder it is to throw, but the farther, I mean, maybe the harder you get hit, if I can put it like that. So if you want to have a hard hit, you have to build that snowball effect by adding links to your property so that when someone clicks on your link, it just blows them away. And now they see them, like you literally enter a whole rabbit hole. And that can really extend your business long term, which can really boost out your traffic. And yeah, Adi also says Google August algorithm still update back content. Exactly. And UGC content is the best. Speaking of UGC content, before I go any further, I have something to share with you guys, because I'm running a Pinterest ad for a client and I noticed something that really caught my attention when it comes to UGC content. But I'll bring that up after I come back in. But Rocky, Travis, Michelle, is anything you'd like to add, say, or ask, or anyone in the audience? I'm tossing the mic up.
No, I've really been like experimenting and looking into user generated content. I'm actually learning about it. And, you know, it's something that we kind of been doing the whole time. But there's a lady, she's a creator, favor, and she does it for other people like full time. She created a portfolio and she has like a little under 500 followers. She creates blogs, all of that kind of stuff. And I think it's pretty cool. That's all.
That's cool. That's really cool. Rocky and Travis Michelle, I'm going to send you guys something and let me know what you think about it. I'll send it in a couple of seconds. But yeah, UGC content is big. It's huge. Welcome, Matandra. You know, it's huge. It's huge. UGC content, because guess what? All the time you're spending on yourself, you could spend that with someone else and then add more to the plate. So let somebody else talk about your product, right? You don't see the CEO of Nike talking about their own products. They get people. You don't see the CEO of Coca-Cola doing it. It's UGC, because people want to feel like when they watch something, there's an expression, there's a feeling, there's an intention, there are people, you know, there's that connection between this and that, you know, than just doing it by yourself and letting them know. But if you do it in a creative way that actually sparks their interest, you got them, you know, it's really good to go. So UGC content is big, and it also falls into organic content as well. It's a good way. And I was talking about Google Helpful Content, which is a new rollout that they've been doing. And anytime Google does a rollout, usually takes 2 weeks to be in effect. So now it's being in effect and we'll start to see it on our timelines. And I think they're also doing it in preparation for the, you know, search experience happening in, you know, in 2024, because there's going to be a new way people search on Google. So if you're searching on Google, the way we're searching now is not going to be the same way we're going to search by this time next year. That's a prediction for me. That's a prediction. So we're going to search a little differently by 2024 because of this whole AI craze. Because last November was ChatGPT or OpenAI. I just got to know that I'm still researching on it, but Google is coming up with something called Gemini AI. I don't know. I'm still doing research on it, so don't quote me. But I'm still learning and trying to see exactly. I'm kind of doing deep research right now so that you guys really get the insights. But it's exciting too, because Google already has long-term effect on, you know, what we're doing right now for business long-term. So I think if we are on the same wavelength and we are, you know, creating content that is actually going to give us long-term success, it will be big. And for those who don't know, actually, I went online just so that I can, because I'm sure you guys are like, what is that again? So I went online just to give you guys something really interesting. So this happened a few days ago. Gemini AI, Google Gemini, that's what it's called, right? And based on what I'm seeing or what I'm getting to research on, you guys can Google it too. This is organic content. This is why the replays are going to be off after this, because I'm going to take this out of Clubhouse because I want to give you guys insights. So if you hear this once, cool. If you don't hear it, we got to work. We got to get this going because time is running and you don't want to be behind the bandwagon. So Google right now is having something called Google DeepMind, right? I'm a tech guy. I'm very like nerdy when it comes to like tech stuff. So, and you guys can tell, but I'm going to break it down so you guys can understand it. Now, Google DeepMind is creating, Google is creating a new system. Atana's like, here we go. It's creating a new system, right? And what is this system? It's called Gemini, and it's competing with OpenAI. And right now, Google has only given access to a few companies, selected few companies, and they're going to talk about the release very soon. So it's going to be a big thing. And I mean, it's not like they didn't talk about it, because I've always told people when Google I/O did their conference earlier this year, and literally the keynote was immense. You guys go on YouTube and check out Google I/O keynote and see what Google is working on for the new year, right? They're building a new LLM, which is a large language model, right? And this is going to be huge because once it competes with ChatGPT and OpenAI, they're done. So why I'm saying this is because they got decades on them, but at the same time, don't count them out. So either way, it's good competition, because healthy competition in business is always good for sustainability and success. That's why Apple and Samsung keep going toe-to-toe with each other, right? So you want to also build out your organic content, because when this starts to pick up, right, you can start to use different tools. It's going to start, you know, building out into your planning, and you don't have to even worry about all these new things happening, right? This is starting to, and for me, Gemini, I've been hearing it for a while now, and I'm like, I don't know a lot of Geminis, but my brother's a Gemini, and yeah, I'm a Capricorn, so it just doesn't blend. But I hear that they're good things, you know, with Gemini and Capricorn, but Gemini is good too, but because I love the boldness, and you know, they say with Gemini, y'all are loyal. So I don't know.
Favor, you have such an amazing way with words. I don't know how you mix astrology with a new feature on Google, but
yeah, let's go, Favor. I'm here, bro. Rocky here for 5 minutes, more than five right, minutes. I got see. You, Favor.
Somebody time stack.
More than 5 minutes, Favor. I got you. Travis, got more you. Than I five time minutes. Time I promise. No cap.
Stag, since let's maybe take a minute out of that five, hopefully. But what would you say? Lisa got you on the timer. What would you say about organic content marketing? Because I love what you do with, you know, with the podcast, with the business, and we just talked about UGC content, which is big for influential marketing. So what would you say in a minute or two about how important it is for long-term success?
I love that, Favor, because when it comes to the media and organic marketing, I think the most organic you can get is the articles, bro, the blogs, right? And I handle a lot of those with my company, and a lot of people love the story. So if you can tell your story in a major way, like Rocky, you know what it is, Lisa, Travis, Tondra, right? Y'all know you got to tell your story right? You got to be relatable. If more people can figure out what you do without having to look so hard and making you pop up on Google, then bam, you're going to get that sale. You're going to get that client, right? So I love running the magazine. I love running, you know, the billboards favor, because at the end of the day, when you tell your story and get inside of these placements, it's longevity for you. People can always pull it up and go back to it. Oh yeah, Stack Pack said this, or they said, oh, I can relate with this. Well, he said that. It's always a storytelling part for me. So that's why that's one of the most organic ways to stay legendary, is getting inside of the articles and taking it over. And I've done that really good, bro. I got on the magazine feature. I did the TV. I did so much, right? Thank you, Lisa, for using my GIF. Okay, Lisa, no. Okay, Lisa, you know what it is. Big Stack, you know what time it is, right? Listen, favor, at the end of the day, it's about really, really organically coming from a place, bro. And that's where I'm coming from. I tell my story. I be relatable. I hop on the stages. I go meet people. I shake hands, bro. And it's all about leaving your legacy. And if you can do that from an article or popping up on Google or just popping up in Rocky's room and talking about social media, because y'all know it's my favorite thing to do. So back to you, favor. I appreciate you guys. Big Stack. Lego.
Yo. I appreciate you for saying that again, because people think articles don't work. Rocky's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, he said Lego, so I'll put some Legos in there.
Lego! Yeah, Lego, Rocky. I love that. I love that. You see, it's all relatable. It's all this is all organic, guys. We didn't pay to do this GIFs. We didn't like show up and say, okay, we're gonna do this. It happened because it happened organically. You know, so if you're doing this from a perspective of service and not attention, you'll get both and more. Because if you serve, you may serve and you may not even get the attention. But the day that you serve and you get the attention, you'll be happy you started with service first. You know, because think about it, it goes down to customer service, right? It goes to customer experience. You know, all these things play a big role, you know, and it starts like that. Now, Tandra, I'm going to pass it to you, because I know you're probably thinking about something because of the gift. So let's go.
No, I was just, when you said serve, when you're doing this from a place of service instead of attention, I was like, yeah, serve. So that's where that gift is coming
from. Yeah, that was serving looks. I think that's what you were doing too. Yep.
Hey, look, it's Monty. Hi, Monty.
Hi, Monty.
Hey, Monty.
Hi, Monty.
Oh, hi, Monty.
Wow.
Y'all scared the hell out of him. You see, y'all didn't do that to me. Y'all scared Monty away. Y'all don't do, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, next time y'all do that to me, y'all gonna scare me away. I'm gonna do that to y'all. I'm gonna be out.
Monty, you there?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I tried to get in a room and then it just froze.
We all said hello to you, each and every one of us, and then you just left.
That's crazy, because I felt like I didn't even click the button like 10 seconds, and then that was it. That's funny.
Classic. Classic. Welcome, Monty. Yeah, you know, Stack really brought it too, you know, talking about organic, you know, content, because you know we always want to pay for content, we always want to pay for to play, which is great. I don't mind that. I remember, like, you know, I talked about my first radio interview, you know, February 26, 2012, and I didn't pay to be interviewed on that radio station, but because it came from a point of service, that's what the relationship grew into, and it starts from that point, you know, and that's organic content. You know, I've also had, you know, other experiences with radio. So when I think about all these things we've talked about today, at least take one thing. Take if it's AMP, take it. If it's podcasts, take it. If it's the platforms I talked about, take it. If it's going to your website and really making sure that your SEO is solid, start there. Because we can be on different social media platforms and completely forget our website. Completely. To the point where, why are you paying for this domain if you're not building on it? It's like buying property and not building on it. You just have it there just to sit. I mean, people do that. But if your intention is to build on what you invested in with your time, with your money, with your efforts, with your connections, then that organic has to grow. When a tree grows organically, it's growing because it's being fed. It's being fed sunlight. It's being fed water. There's a reason for that season, right? When things like that are happening. So when you think about organic content, think about the season. Right now we're going into the Halloween season, right? That's why Clubhouse updated the app. And, you know, Rocky had a pumpkin earlier, you know? So the app will change again. You know, when it's Christmas time, we're going to have a different thing. So it's going with the seasons, and that's where organic content is. You can't be talking about taxes in August. You know, you can if you want to, but you'd rather talk about it between January and April if you really want to get the most attention. You can't be talking about Christmas in July.
No, I'm just saying really honestly, because we work with tax offices and service bureaus, you actually really want to be talking about it before January, because if you wait till January, people have already decided where they are filing. So yeah, that's all.
Exactly. You see what I'm talking about? Organic. You plant a seed, it germinates. You plant a seed, it germinates. If you plant that seed in January, you're not going to get it till next January. But if you plant it like right now, it's in advance. I can tell you countless times, people on Pinterest have already found their Christmas trees and they started searching in March. To tell you how far back people plan. When you plan a cruise, when you go on a cruise, you pay the year before. Right? When you're investing in, your child's life, you're investing in their future, you pay in advance, right? You put something in advance, right? So when it grows, you're like, yeah, I planned that. Or yeah, that happened. Or, you know, it's just pure biblical principle, right? It's pure logic. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. It's that simple. It's a mirror effect. If you don't put in the work, you ain't gonna eat. If you don't plant that seed, you're not going to enjoy the fruit. So when you labor in vain by spending time in vanity, then you can't bring those two together because you don't have a place you can hold property, which is your domain. So if your intellectual property has articles, videos, social signals, contacts, you're not just getting traffic, you're turning that traffic into leads. Those leads are turning into sales. Your money's in, when people say the money's in the list, they kind of like, it goes over their head so fast. Like, it's like, this is what it sounds like. Okay, I heard you, but it doesn't go past that because it's like, oh, I can have a million impressions, but if I don't have one link or one lead or one click, then what am I doing with those impressions? Impressions last, but they last as long as you keep them going. Right? If I had a lasting impression of you 2 years ago, then that's what it's going to be forever. But if anything changes, that's going to get cut short, right? So if you are planning your content and you're putting out videos on YouTube, Monty can tell you, put it on YouTube, let it stay there for years, and then take the best portion, take the best playlist, put that into your podcast, put that into your website as a, you know, link, as a URL, a uniform resource locator, right? Every link on the web has a uniform resource locator. Every URL on the web has a URL, right? We don't say World Wide Web dot. We don't do that no more, right? We don't even say www. We just tell you the domain because we know that it's a property. If we tell you this is go to this website, you will go to that website as you've heard it. You may not know how it's spelt, but you definitely get it if you search on Google. If you type in a name randomly and you don't put the .com next to it, Google will give you what you give it, right? So that response you get as feedback is going to give you that longevity as a business so that you're not just focusing on the little things. You're focusing on the big picture, which is how can people find my content tomorrow? How valuable is my information today? And how long can it last to actually leave an impression? I think last week I was running a room here and we found an article on the first page of Google that pointed to 2013. We're in 2023, guys. We're borderline 2024. So if you ask yourself, when was the last time I did something for the first time? When was the last time you planted a seed? When was the last time you invested in yourself? When was the last time you put something down and you realized, okay, this may take a while, but I know it's going to be worth the while. We have to trust the process. We can't just build links organically on Google and expect us to make millions overnight. If someone tells you that, please run, because you want to build that momentum. If somebody tells you, hey, check out my website, and on that website, you're seeing awards, you're seen on here. On top of that, you're touching their name on Google and you're seeing them on different shows, different podcasts, different things. You can tell that this person has done their due diligence, which is they've gone around the web, the World Wide Web, and they have built links that refer them to businesses that they run. On top of that, that is accumulating traffic, which is compounding in interest, which is allowing you to get validated by the leads that you acquire. So that when you send them an email and you're getting an open rate, it's crazy. I sent an email over the weekend. That email has hit a 3.3 click rate. And it also has about, I think it's about 41% open rate. That's because there's content inside. When you start giving, saying, hey, article, podcast, video, they're like, okay, I'm going to consume this. It may take me a week. It may take me a year to even come back to you. But the day I do, I've done my due diligence of actually listening to you for a long time, to the point that I'm working with you. I feel like I already know you. That people work with people they like, right? If I like you, I'm going to work with you. If I don't like you, there's no way I'm going to be on a Zoom room with you. It's not happening. I may do it, but the energy is definitely going to be different. So if you're building out your links organically, and your website is connected to Google Search Console, and you're consistently putting out content, and you're not just leaving it there, because a lot of people post content and leave it there. We go a step further and take that link and turn that into a URL inspected link. What do I mean? When you have Google Search Console, right, there's a reason why they have the URL inspection. This is because if it says your URL is not on Google, that means that Google does not know your property. Simple as that. It doesn't know whether you have anything contextual to support someone's search because it's not available within the sitemap that you submitted. So the reason why the URL inspection is there is because Google knows that people go to their websites regularly to change things. So if you change your website today, if you change your content today, if you change a link here today, you want to go back to that inspection and request for indexing. The reason why they use the word request is because they know that you need to get that link verified, and you can be given a green light or a red light. So it's not 100% guaranteed. Oh, I'm just going to post and it goes. It has to go within the guidelines, because Google only gives content fresh to people who actually follow the rules and the guidelines and the terms of service. Passing it to you, Rocky, and then we'll go to Addy from there, because I think he may have a question. Go ahead, Rocky.
Yeah, I have a question. For sites like Shopify, because I tried to do the sitemap thing for Shopify, do I still do the Google Search Console for that, or do they have their own thing going on? Because I tried it, and it didn't work. I've tried it all kinds of ways.
Ooh, good question. So we just completed, this is actually a good question, because when I was in Houston, there's a client who we just finished. She has a whole fabric store, and she wanted people to find her fabrics online. So we told her to use Shopify, and that's the best option. So we just finished her website. It's called myfabriccity.com, and she uses Shopify. And what I realized, I'm actually going to open her Google Search Console so I can actually give you the links. It took about 48 hours for it to load because it's a fresh website and because it's just new. It's really, really new. So to your question, yes, they still need to connect their website to the Search Console, because the Search Console in itself is a tool. It's a free tool. And once it's connected to the console, because the website from Shopify has a domain property attached to it, that DNS record also has to point to the console, because the DNS records that we use, right? The reason why we don't get emails spammed or bounced is because when you look at your DNS record and the MX record, which stands for mail exchange, if the record is correct, then you get to receive the email at a high deliverability rate because you've been able to authenticate your domain. So if you have the website on Shopify, and that domain is maybe bought on GoDaddy, or it's bought on Google Domains, which is now owned by Squarespace. And of course, it was acquired by Squarespace, and you put that into your console by submitting it for indexing and also adding it to the console property. That's a good thing, because the sitemap on Shopify is in plain text. For WordPress, it may be a little different because they have Yoast and they have Rank Math and other stuff. But for Shopify, you just have to put the website.com or the website, the URL itself, because some may not be .com, /sitemap, you know, one word, .xml. When you hit enter, it's going to give you about maybe like a one line text. So they're going to be broken down into different things like pages, collections. If they're products, you'll see it there. And then for products, how it works with Shopify, which is weird, it has a very, very long like URL. It says like products from this to that. So you just have to copy that full URL, submit that to the sitemap, and that's going to pick up on all the product links that are there. Because when someone starts to type in, I'm looking for, you know, a red dress, for example, I'm looking for, you know, dresses for dinner dates, for example, and then you have an article talking about that, and within that article is a product that you have within your Shopify store, which has a domain, the chances of you getting that person's attention is higher than someone that just has a website on Shopify without doing all that SEO treatment. So it's really important to have the website connected to the Search Console on any platform you're on. Whatever website hosting platform you're on, that is a rule of thumb, because that will give you information about your links even before you start posting content. Because like for this, you know, for this client that we, you know, built out her website, completed it, submitted it to console, which was the last thing we did, because we don't want to do anything before that, because it could be markup text, markup URLs, markup data, and we don't want to get markup, you know, data or responses. So in this, now we're getting things like pleated organza, we're getting liquid organza, we're getting, you know, fabric materials, we're getting to see links that we've already put and preset that are now showing up on her console, so we can now start writing content for those pieces, because we can actually see them. So we can either use one way or the other, but importantly, you want to make sure that your console is seen, whether you're using Shopify or not, so that you can get the best result when you're looking at your analytics, like month to month. Does that help?
Nope, but it further solidifies the fact that I probably need to just hire you, because I got what you're saying, and we did that, but it is very confusing. So I'll put it up there, and I waited, and unlike last time, you guys, it didn't work like the way that when me and you set it up the first time, Faber, and there's some other stuff going on with it, so I'll definitely, maybe that's another thing we need to talk about. Never mind, I got another room idea. Passing it back to you.
You want to let me know now, or you?
Yeah, I think we need to talk about, and this is just maybe a personal selfishness, is investing in your business. A percentage of investing in your business to help it grow, and a percentage you need to invest in hiring coaches and people to set your systems up. Because that is my issue right now, to be honest with you. Because I have tool systems. I need to hire Tondra. I need to hire you. I really want to hire Monty, even though he's helping me with a case study. So it's a lot of different things that I need to do, and managing all of that. So yeah, I don't know who's the expert in that. Probably Tondra, but that's important.
The average business owner spends anywhere from 1-3% on outside support in the area of coaching, personal development, and business development, like classes, courses, certifications, and then another 5-7% in terms of outsourcing help. So that is a completely different room, because that has a lot to do with that determines how you price your products. And it also determines if you use income as a barometer for your target market, then you have to be targeting people who can afford that percentage of their income to pay for your services. So, yeah.
And that also sounds good. but yeah, listen. Okay. Yes. And I'm speaking for other people. Sorry, I'm playing Fortnite. People are shooting at me. This speaks to other things as well, in the fact of, having your business and having it pay for your personal and your business, like mixing it together and then now trying to separate it. Cause I'm in that now trying to separate it phase. And it's not going so well. So, yep, that's all.
Yeah, we definitely need to do a room on that. We definitely do. Yes, yes, yes. I agree. Put a one in the chat if you guys want us to do a room on that too. I don't want it to just be us here on stage. We also want to know what y'all think because this is for you. This is all for you. So if you don't put a one in the chat, we'll just do it on another place like Spaces. I'm joking. But, you know, we'll go somewhere else and talk about it. Not here if you guys are not with it. But, yeah, definitely. Okay, the ones are coming in. You see, I had to spend 30 seconds talking before you guys put a one in the chat. Wow. This is
Clubhouse. But it's a thing. And y'all just made me die on Fortnite. No, seriously. It's it is a whole thing because you need, and the beauty of it is, which is interesting to me, is once it's set up, like you don't have to worry about it anymore. It's just a matter of you separating. Like, okay, and I'll give you an example. Sorry, Favor, to make this go left. But so me starting out my business, I completely did it from scratch. Okay, so I bootstrapped that thing, but I was using it to pay for my regular bills so I can catch up on my regular bills so I can finally put it back into what I need for my business. So now I'm at a phase where everything is separated, not completely, but I'm putting stuff back into my business in the form of systems and the tools that I'm using, etc. And I'm actually paying myself a salary. But now I'm at the point where I want to build this thing out to where I can do it on autopilot. But that is something else that I have to consider, that I have to add into my budget to make it so. So it's a whole, and then we don't know the order. I don't even know if there's like a set order, but we don't know the order. So everything is just kind of scrambled and all over the place. Elaine Forbes Daisley, she's a bookkeeper. She's the one that I reach out to when it comes to a lot of this stuff as well. So maybe she can come in on the conversation too.
Oh yeah, I 100% agree on that too. And I think it's important for us because when we start up our own businesses, we don't know what is of priority, yet we still do because we are running our business. But when it comes to like, this is what I need to do first before I need to do that, is usually a question of search or A-B test, which sometimes could take time and also take a lot of money too from us. But if we, you know, of course, we learn as we grow, and I've also made those mistakes too. But I feel like when we know better and we're able to help each other, we can help the next entrepreneur bypass all that stress. Because I know what it feels like, you know, paying thousands of dollars for something that you're looking for success with, and then you don't get it because you were not given the roadmap, or there was nothing installed, there was nothing built. You know, it was just fluff. It was like a cloud, yes, but they were on cloud nine the whole time instead of focusing on what's on ground and then try to, you know, lift that back up so that people can see it when it's up in the air.
Not only that, Favor, but also I think we run to what's going to increase our income first. Like me, mindset wise, I'm like, I could invest in SEO and funnels, but I'm already making money. So like, I don't need to invest in those things. But I know long term, it is going to help me increase my revenue faster and longer. But right now, I need to invest in the things that's going to turn a profit.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that, and again, this is coming from somebody who does systems. I do systems. I do systematization. I do funnels. I do all of those things back end, right? And at the same time, I will tell you, there's a difference between being self-employed and being an entrepreneur, which is that space where a lot of people don't want to admit the fact that they are self-employed, as opposed to being an entrepreneur, because for some reason that has become a pejorative, which I don't really understand, right? I don't really understand, right? It's something that a lot of people talk about, like, yo, you ain't no entrepreneur, y'all up in here self-employed, you ain't doing, and it's like, no, okay, well, everybody's not there yet, like, shut the fuck up. But the reality is this, and if this is so interesting, because I was having this conversation with my husband earlier today with regard to the things that we do, right? What a lot of people want to hear is, if I buy this funnel from Atandra, this funnel is going to make me $600,000. When the reality is, the funnel doesn't make you any money if you weren't already making money. Systems don't make you any money if you're not already making money. The only thing that systems and funnels and these things allow you to do is to increase the capacity to make more. But more of zero is zero. So if there's nothing coming in and there's nothing coming in consistently, you don't really have anything to systematize. And so as much as, you know, we love the business and we want to work with people and all of these different things, you have to be in a space where your business is making consistent income, that where your business is able to pay for itself before you start putting funnels and all of these different things. You know, I mean, you can create a very simple funnel, right? Just make a landing page, put a payment button on that bad boy, make sure that your Stripe and your payment connections are connected, and then just send it off, right? But if you're not making consistent money where your business is able to pay for itself, hiring us is going to take money out of your pocket. If your business isn't making money and you pay us $10,000 to create a funnel, you have a $10,000 funnel that's not going to make you any money because you haven't even mastered the art of driving traffic to the things that you already have. So yeah, that's my soapbox. I've been on that soapbox like all weekend. But yeah, that's my thing.
For the record, I'm making money. Just want to clarify that.
Right. No. Yo, no.
They're like, ooh, Rocky don't make no money because it's Tanya said.
And I think, but see, here's the thing too, right? I think that people need to understand, like, there's a difference between you have to really look at your profit margin. You really have to look at your profit margin, because when you start instituting systems, those systems require tools. Those tools require money, and that's ongoing money, whether you pay for the tools yearly or you pay for the tools monthly, right? If you buy a funnel, whatever tool that funnel is built in, you got to be able to pay for that. Right? You've got to be able to pay to drive the traffic to, you know, to be able to increase that capacity. So you have to sit down and take a look at your profit margin and say, you know, do I have enough profit so that when I implement this system, that my business can still carry itself for 3 to 6 months while I'm waiting for this thing to take off? Because the reality is, if you don't, I'm not gonna say that it doesn't serve you, but it's a huge risk, and you have to decide if that's a risk that you're willing to take. So, yeah, that's my take on that.
Right, most people aren't even turning a profit because you think you're making an income, but if you haven't looked at as much money as you spent putting out into tools, and that's why I switched to Go High Level. This program, I'm not gonna tell it what it is. Fuck it, it's Go High Level because I was putting out $1,500. And tools a month or maybe every 2 weeks, and then I would be like, "Woo! I did a webinar, I launched 3,000." And I'm like, "Dang, I didn't make anything because I'm paying for a course creator program and a funnel and an email system and this, that, and the third and whatever." So when I switched to Go High Level, that's actually when I started seeing a good profit coming back into me, which makes me want to invest more into different things. But it's the organization piece, I think, for me. So such a good conversation. Sorry to make it go left, Favor.
No, you have to. No, it's necessary. It's 100% necessary, and we need this. We need this information. And I feel like some people in the room are also in that same space, and I want them to feel like they're not by themselves. And shit, you can't even apply for a credit card and you call yourself self-employed if you have a business. That's a wrong move, by the way. Business 101. You can't put self-employed there. You know, you want to be a manager of your business. You want to be working in your business, but working on it in a way that it looks like you're not constantly the only person that is doing it, that if you don't do anything today, your business is not in operation. You have to think about your operation schedules, you know, setup, model, and that's going to play into it. That's why it's huge for content creation. It's huge for all this organic stuff, because you may not even be writing content, and 2 years later, someone reaches out to you because you posted something in February 2023 and it's 2025 and you're actually getting a deal because you put out something that was valuable. So you're investing in the future as well as you're investing your now. So putting that out there is so, so important. And that's why, Rocky, Travis Michelle, and I know Lisa, Atondra, I'm sure maybe, and other people too, you know, we got this book, the $100 million leads book. And guys, if you guys check page 14, I know because Travis Michelle and Rocky got the book, is if you look at what he said in his, it just made so much sense. In page 14, he just did a screenshot of his ex or Twitter. And he said, "During my hardest days, I repeated the same phrase to myself. I cannot lose if I do not quit." A lot of people quit because they're not making money. A lot of people quit because they're not making sales. A lot of people quit because they're not seeing profit. You know, if Monty tells you to do a video and you're like, I don't see any sales, I don't see, keep going. Because one day you'll be like, thank God I just kept going, because now I'm reaping the fruits of my labor. And that time you invested is time that you can get back. But a lot of us, we spend time that we can't get back because we didn't put anything in with our time that we had. So I'm gonna leave it at that. And I just wanted to hear everyone's voice. So Lisa, if you're available, we'd love to hear you speak, if it's for a few minutes, if that's possible. And then Travis, Michelle.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you for giving me the opportunity, Favor. Oftentimes we see information out there for startups, and we see information out there where you see, you know, where people have made six figures. And sometimes I feel like there's not enough information on what goes on in businesses in between. What Rocky said, that is reality. You know, you don't just go from taking a workshop, starting up to 600K without, you know, taking many steps and consulting with people and having collaborations and learning other things along the way. So this definitely is a very valid conversation. I'm glad that we're going through it, because it's obviously something that we share. You know, Rocky's been in business for a long time. I've been a registered dietitian for 25 plus years, but even still, what I'm doing now in my business is a major pivot. So, and it's way different from what I was doing before. Travis Michelle has pivoted. You know, we're all going through an evolution, and I'm glad that we're going through it together, because we're learning together. But then we also have people that have been there and are sharing, you know, how to get there. You know, so I definitely am looking forward to having more conversations about that, because I think that there are other people that are going through the same things that we are. So it's much needed. Thank you, Favor. Thank you, Rocky, Atandra, Monty, and Travis Michelle. I'm so glad to be a part of this community, and especially down there, Dr. Sharon is down in the audience. I know we said we were going to make her an honorary member of this house. We just need to do it. I'll yield my mic.
Can I offer something here? I have a lot of experience in the in-between. The challenge is, I don't know what it is that you all want to hear. I don't know what it is that you all want to know about. If I could get a list of what it is in the in-between that you all need, I can create an entire series here in the Social with Rocky House and walk you through those things. Honestly and truly, I don't know specifically what it is that you need. And I don't like creating content that is like, oh my God, that really sounds good, but I absolutely cannot use that. So I don't know how we could do that, but I would totally be willing. I mean, when I tell you I have experience in the in-between, like, that's my life. So yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there.
I can tell you. Listen. It is a complete, what I see is a complete from start to finish on scaling your business. If that is, I mean, I know it's different for different industries, but like, where do you start? Where do you go? How do you go about doing it from beginning phase all the way to high level? I've converted, now what phase, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense. Does that help, or does it make sense at all?
It does. I just would need to know, what would I need to know? Because the idea of scaling business is so popular right now. Everybody wants to scale. And it's like, when you don't have certain things in place, you don't really have anything to scale. And so, and then there's a whole conversation about the difference between growing and scaling. A lot of people use those terms interchangeably, and they're not. There's a difference between growing your business and scaling your business. And there are different points. You know, you go through scale phases and you go through growth phases, and you know, you bounce back and forth between the two based on where you are. So yeah, maybe that's something that we could flesh out over time. But I mean, I have so much experience just in that in between, you know, with us and with other businesses and other people that we've worked with that are in our network. So yeah, I'd love to be able to do that for you all.
And Atandra, this is Travis Michelle speaking. If you'd like, I will be your case study. Because let me tell you something. Because I took your class, it set me up. I started out with Rocky because I trusted her being in her community since I've been on Clubhouse in January 2021. And finally was like, okay, I'm ready to pull the trigger because I see what she's doing. I had already had my LLC, right? I had my bank account and stuff. But it was like, what's the next step? So I hired a social media manager because I needed help getting awareness, right? Besides being on podcasts and I've been on shows and in magazines, but I didn't realize that I also needed you to like show me what a system looks like, the experience for as a business owner, not just the experience for the client, and how to then you have your marketing aspect of it. And then I, you know, what CRMs? I'm also on Go High Level. So, but you know how much money I spent because I was on everybody at the same time, and I'm bootstrapping. That's what I was doing, right? That's how a lot of people start. So knowing these steps that you need as you go along, but one, being in that community, there's so many people out there that tell us a lot of crap. I can tell you that. And now it's like, I ain't doing YouTube and all that. Now being in here, my mind shifting. Oh yeah, I can be over here on with YouTube, and I have some, you know, Monty is my coach, but he's also giving details. A lot of times people say this stuff is fluff and tough, and they're not sharing exactly what it is. So yeah, I think everybody needs to DM Atandra, give her the question that you're looking for, the topic, so that then she can flesh it out and she can put it in whatever order for the series, because it's going to be a long series, y'all. I'm just saying. But Favor, thank you so much, because that was another thing. SEO, that's for big company. That's not for me and my company. And I had no idea. And then I didn't know that you can take one piece. Like they say, you should have 7 streams of income. Well, I used to think that means you need to own a McDonald's, and you go over here and get Dunkin' Donuts, and you better go over here and sell some water on the street. Hey, I'm in New York City. You know, like that, as opposed to, no, with your SEO, you can do your content from writing a blog, your podcast. Yeah, I'm like, what? So you can put it all together. So I just like, yeah, I hope that helped out some more, Atandra, and helped some other people, because when we're starting, I bought Kajabi, but I didn't put out, what was I paying for Kajabi? Kajabi's expensive, y'all. That was at $200-$300 of paying a month. And then I had to think Ithic. And then what was I doing? Yeah, you can, don't judge me. I ain't know. But now I know better. So, right, Rocky?
I was going to say, a lot of us get these tools because of what that person had success in. And we see that they had success when they got Kajabi. They got 6 figures when they got Thinkific. They got, you know, 12 figures when they got this, then a third. They got 10 figures, you know, and you just turn around and grab it, not realizing that they had something that, or they already had an audience. I look at YouTube all the time where people say, oh, I made 6 figures. I launched this product and I sold it out in a day. Yeah, but you got 200,000 followers and you get millions of views on your YouTube, and you got us thinking we could do it in a day with our 400 subscribers. And it don't work like that. As a social media person, I love that, Travis Michelle. It's all in steps, and there's a bunch of different ways to do it. And it's all in coordination. I always say a brand strategist, business strategist, social media marketing, and then from there. But it's all everything. It's both and at the same time. And I think I'm real big on love when Atandra says, use what you have to get what you want, y'all. but building out with your free stuff, your complimentary stuff, stuff that you can build out with and have an income until you can invest in those right things. So, I mean, I'm excited for the conversation. Can we have it today?
Yeah.
Tonight, Atandra? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we definitely going to put that in for sure. Maybe we can take some time and just run a whole series through it too, because I don't think one day is going to be enough for that. We need a whole week at least.
Or we could do a business summit and charge for it.
Low key. Loki.
There you go.
Yeah, we can't be doing Clubhouse like that. You all gotta, you know, get into the program. You know, I'm excited. I'm really excited. Definitely, let's do it. This is a great space, a great time, and I think we can definitely do it. And Dr. Sharon says there's not enough of us that work seven jobs. I think she was referring to seven income streams, but that could be from different investments. It doesn't have to be seven completely different jobs to work through, but you can have one or two, but you can always level the playing field. And there's so many ways to go about it. So I definitely am excited, you know, to bring this on. So guys, I will say thank you all so much for being here. I know Coach Glenn is going to be here at 12:30.
No, he's not going to be here today.
Oh, okay. So we're probably going to have another, I think Giovanni's after that in the afternoon, if he's still available, and then a Tonder in the evening as well at 6 p.m. Eastern. So yeah, I'll be here again tomorrow, same time, talking about understanding paid content marketing. And I'm going to give you guys insights on Pinterest because I'm running ads on Pinterest right now. And I'm seeing so many new things on Pinterest, which they told me last week on the call, which I'm now seeing actually on the app, which is exciting. So I'll share that with y'all tomorrow. And these replays are on, but they're going to go off as soon as, you know, we get off here. So I know like Nicole was like, oh, the replays are on. Yes. And you're not here. And I know everyone is doing something, but I want to make sure that, you know, you catch this information while you're here. So it's on. You may think you're still here, but you'll be like, where did it go? You got to follow the trail. So I appreciate you all for being here. And thank you so much for contributing to this amazing conversation. And oh yeah, Morel too was talking about iHeartRadio, not in the UK. I didn't even know that. So I hope they're able to make that available for people. But I appreciate you. And definitely I'll be checking in. And you guys be here tomorrow, same time. Click the link up top so that you can save it in your browser or just go to my Instagram, you'll find the same links there and tap in. So thank you so much, Rocky, Lisa, Travis, Michelle, Atandra, and Monty, and also everyone in the room as well. I appreciate you all and hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Catch y'all soon.